Lisbeth, Bordeaux, February 13, 1862. A suffering spirit writing under the name of Lisbeth. Would you mind providing me with a few details regarding your current position as well as the cause of your suffering?
Be humble of heart, submissive to God's will, patient in trial, charitable toward the poor, consoling toward the weak, and sensitive to all suffering, and you will not have to experience the torment I'm going through.
You seem to regret the wrongs you've committed, and which were contrary to the qualities you've stated. Has your repentance brought you any relief?
No, repentance is useless when it is but the result of suffering. Effective repentance must be based on the regret of having offended God and on the ardent desire to make reparation. I still haven't been able to do that, unfortunately. Recommend me to the prayers of all those who are sympathetic toward the suffering of others, for I have the need of them.
This statement is a great truth. Sometimes suffering brings about less than a sincere cry of repentance when it is not the expression of sorrow for having committed evil. Because if the spirit ceased to suffer, it would commit the evil all over again. That is why repentance does not always result in the immediate liberation of the spirit. It predisposes it to liberation, that is all. It will have to prove its sincerity and firmness of resolution by going through new trials, which will be the reparation for the evil it had committed. In carefully pondering all the examples that have been cited so far, you will discover in the words of these spirits, even the most low-order ones, profound teachings that will put us in touch with the most intimate details of spirit life. While superficial individuals will see in these examples nothing more than picturesque stories, serious and reflective persons will find an abundant wellspring of study in them. I will do as you have requested. Could you provide me with a few details of your last existence? We might derive some useful instruction and thus make your repentance productive. The spirit wavered not only in answering this question, but also regarding those that followed.
I was born into a high social status. I had everything men regard as the source of happiness. Being wealthy, I was selfish. Being beautiful, I was vain, insensitive, and deceitful. Being noble of birth, I was ambitious. With my power, I crushed those who didn't fling themselves at my feet. I even oppressed those who wore at my feet, without thinking that the Lord's anger sooner or later crushes the highest brass.
When did you live?
150 years ago in Prussia.
Haven't you made any progress as a spirit since then?
No. The influence of matter causes me to rebel, and you cannot imagine the hold it still has on me, despite the separation of my spirit from its body. Pride binds us in bronze chains, whose links tighten more and more around those who abandon their hearts to it. Pride, that hydra with 100 heads that are constantly replaced, knows how to sting with poisonous hisses that seem like celestial harmony. Pride, the multiform demon that molds itself to all aberrations of your spirit, hides in all the recesses of your heart. It enters your veins. It envelops you. It absorbs and drowns you into the darkness of eternal Jehina. Oh, yes, eternal.
The spirit undoubtedly says that she's not made any progress because her situation continues to be painful. However, the way in which she describes pride and deplores its consequences is undeniably progress. While she was incarnate, and even soon after her death, she obviously would not have been able to reason like this. She understands evil, and that is already something. The courage and resolve to avoid it will come later. God is too good to condemn his children to eternal punishment. You can trust in his mercy.
There will be an end to my suffering, they say. But when? I have sought an end to it for a long time, but have seen nothing but suffering. Always, always, always.
Why have you come here today?
I was brought here by a spirit who has accompanied me many times.
When did you start seeing this spirit?
Not long ago.
Was it when you started to become aware of the wrongs you had committed? After a long reflection.
Yes, you're right. It was then that I began to see the spirit.
Do you now understand the relationship that exists between your repentance and the visible help given you by your protector spirit? You should see as the origin of such support the love of God, whose purpose is forgiveness and infinite mercy.
Oh, how I want that to be true!
Believe I can promise it in the most sacred name of the one who has never turned a deaf ear on his afflicted children. Pray from the bottom of your heart, and God will listen.
I can't! I'm afraid!
Then let's pray together. God will listen to us. After prayer, are you still here?
Yes, thank you! Please don't forget me.
Come here every day.
Yes, yes, I'll come every day.
The Medium's Guide. Never forget the teachings you derive from the sufferings of your wards, especially as to what causes them. They are a lesson from which all may profit. They can save you from the same dangers and similar punishment. Purify your hearts. Be humble. Love and help one another, and may your grateful heart never forget the fount of all grace, that inexhaustible fount from which any of you can drink, that fount of living water that quenches and nourishes at the same time, that fount of eternal life and blessedness. Go to it, my dear ones, and drink with faith. Cast your nets into it, and they will emerge from its waves laden with blessings. Warn your brothers and sisters of the dangers that they may encounter. Spread the Lord's blessings, which multiply without end. The more you spread them around you, the more they will thrive. It is in your hands, because when you tell your brothers and sisters, there lie the dangers, there lie the obstacles. Follow us in order to avoid them. Follow our example. You will spread the Lord's blessings upon all who hear you. May your efforts be blessed, my dear ones. The Lord loves pure hearts. Be worthy of his love. St. Paul.